Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As always, I'm glad that you are with me, and today I'm glad you're with us because I get the honor and the pleasure of speaking with Pastor Michael Gamble again. He is with us to discuss a new topic that I know many of you are going to be glad that you are listening in on. Pastor Michael Gamble, good to have you in the house again, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's just an honor to be with you. When I got the call, said I want you to come back and be on the broadcast, it was a high honor. And I'm looking forward to any session I have with you. I love your company. I love your communication ability. And it's just a great opportunity to be with you again today.
I appreciate you so much. And, you know, we're going to be discussing something today that I know God's people really need to hear, especially as we see the times becoming so much testier, so much more difficult. And one of the things that we realize is that things don't get easier for God's people just because we're God's people. When things get rougher for the world, things get rougher for God's people too, and we need to know how to navigate.
Yes, sir, that's so great. Because see, God promised us, though, the victory. And yes, where the world, they don't have that assurance, but God has given kingdom people the victory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it helps, ladies and gentlemen, when we know how to truly put that victory into play in our lives. So it's not just rhetoric, but it's reality. And so Pastor Gamble has agreed to join me today to discuss the topic of how we can develop faith to overcome fear and doubt. You know what I'm thinking? There may be some people who may be kind of objecting to what I just said we're going to be talking about. Christians developing faith to overcome fear and doubt. Christians don't have fear. Christians don't ever experience doubt.
You know, that is so powerful to say, because a lot of people believe that. But one thing me and you are aware of, been around long enough to realize that fear can show up in our lives just as it can in the world. So we are not immune to it. We are not immune to doubt. But we have, God has given us a formula that if we follow God's formula, we're going to be victorious.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you all have heard me say this a number of times. This is a program where we talk, it's real talk about the real world. And in the real world, Christians experience fear at times. In the real world, Christians experience doubt at times. But as you hear Pastor Gamble saying, we don't have to stay stuck in fear. We don't have to stay stuck in doubt, because God has made victory absolutely possible for us if we'll just tap in to what he's given us to make it a reality in our lives. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here to talk with us about how we can develop faith. Now, you know where we got to start. Share with us some concepts, some principles, some ideas of what we're talking about when we say this word faith.
You know, it's so important that without faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. And those that come to him must realize that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And throughout the Bible, even through Jesus' ministry, there were some people that had no faith, there were people that had little faith, and there's people that had great faith. So we understand that when it comes around to faith, we want to make sure that we keep developing. Even as Christians, we don't just get to a certain point and we at the max of faith. It's a continuous thing. And so, and we understand what faith coming by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. And you just can't hear the word of God on Sunday and go back all week long and hear secular, the world, the news and all the things that's going on around us and think that that's building your faith. That's not going to build our faith. Mm-hmm. We got to continue hearing what God said over what we see, taste, touch, hear, or smell. And so that's why we got to understand, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So and so, you know, anything that God has put in place, the devil has created some type of spirit or some type of format to downgrade our faith. And one thing that we found out, that the opposite of faith is fear.
Yes.
And as we're going to look at it on today, it is so important that we understand that anytime fear shows up, faith is not going to stay there. Somebody has to lead. And so as we're going to look at it in our lesson today, we're going to find out that God wants us to be people of great faith. And if we are people of great faith, even if fear show up, we're going to have the authority to cast fear, realizing that it is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. And that's why the Bible tells us in the book of Second Timothy, the first chapter and the seventh verse, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Yeah. So we understand it's a fear. It is a spirit. And you cannot come back spirit with carnality. Spirit has to be dealt with spirit. And the Bible tells us God's word is spirit and it is life. So one thing that we have to honor, we get our origins from, that we realize that the first time we hear about fear is in the book of Genesis, where Adam said, and God said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I was hiding because I was afraid. And so we begin to see that the origins of it came from the adversary. It's one of his strongest tactics that the enemy used. It is the spirit of fear.
So in the beginning, Adam had no fear.
Yes, sir.
He disobeyed God, following the lead of his wife, who had followed the lead of the adversary, the serpent, through whom Satan was working. So Satan put in the plan, just as you're sharing, a strategy to get mankind to disobey God. And when disobedience became part of man's life equation, fear became part of man's life equation.
That is so powerful. And that's something that we need to understand, that if we keep disobedience out of our lives, fear will not have grounds to take root. And this is something that it's something that we grow in. Because a lot of people in the world, Elder, think that that fear is natural. Fear is not natural. Fear is a demonic spirit that that lingers in our jobs, that lingers in our homes. And until we take the authority over the spirit of fear and cast it out, it's gonna stay. It's gonna remain right where it's at and get stronger.
Wow. Sometimes can fear lie kind of dormant inside of a person, is there, but not really acting up. And then something takes place that gives it the freedom that it wants to really show out.
Yes, that is so awesome, because I looked up the definition of fear, and it's an unpleasant feeling triggered by deception of danger, real or imagined.
Wow.
We trigger it sometimes, you know. Sometimes, you know, especially as matured adults, and we got children, and some of them then went out and they went into the world, and all we got to do is get a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning. It triggers fear to the max.
Yes, sir.
And that is why it's so important for us to not to establish, allow fear to be established in our lives. And first thing, you want your heart beating out your chest, and Lord, what then happened? And most of the time, it ain't nothing. You know, else, Mama, I just call and just say hello. And, you know, or Dad, you know, just checking on or asking something. And because we know it comes from the adversary, see, most things that we are fear of never happens.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Never happens. Wow. And so we've gotten afraid of that which wasn't going to take place. We may have started sweating. Because we were sure this was going to devastate us, and it never even took place.
And you know, but one thing that I found out, Ella, is that sometimes if we stay in Christ, if we stay prayed up, if we stay in the church, if we are faithful to the things of God, the closer we get to God, the less fear has the power to root in us, in our environment.
Yes.
And so if you don't give fear the ability or the okay to operate in us, operate in our everyday lives, it can't. And this is why if you look through the Bible, you see the men, the great men and women of the Bible. And David said this, that David said, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Yes.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes.
He said, when my enemies, my foe, come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and they fall. When a host rise up against me, my heart will not fear. Amen. Because he said, one thing I desire of the Lord, and that I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He said, as long as you are close to God, fear cannot take root. Fear cannot dominate our lives.
That is so true. And you know what? You mentioned that. We know that David wrote much of the Psalms. Not all of it, much of it. And so he was a person who was in touch with the Word of God on a daily basis. He wasn't perfect, but he was truly a man of God.
Yes, sir.
A man after God's own heart. And I'm saying that to say, as I listen to you share what you just shared with us, I couldn't help think about the fact that I've noticed over the years that the times when I'm spending the most time in prayer and the most time in the Word of God, those are the times that I have the least amount of fear.
Yes, sir.
Because I have the greatest amount of confidence that God got me.
Oh, yes. And that's so powerful because it speaks of relationship. Yeah. So many of us are tied into religion and not relationship. And the reason why some of them are in, they are fearful because they got the religion as. I'm not saying religion is wrong. It has its place. Yeah. But when you get in relationship, when you know who your God is, and you know he can do great exploits, and you know that there's a name that's above every name, and that's at the name of Jesus. Can't no fear stay in your spirit, can't stay in your home, can't stay on your job, because you know that name. And the enemy knows, and fear knows that name.
Yes,
and fear has to obey the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. That is such an excellent point. I love that. Fear knows that name. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking with Pastor Michael Gamble. And I definitely want you all to stay with us. He is going to continue to break bread. He's going to continue to break down for us how we develop faith so we can overcome fear and doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, just like with anyone else, the best way to overcome that which tends to weaken us is to first acknowledge that we have to deal with it. Don't pretend like we're super saints who never experienced fear, who never experienced doubt. That is not the way to work through it, work past it, and overcome it. The first thing to do to overcome an enemy is to acknowledge the enemy's presence and then come up with the way to deal with that enemy. Pastor Gamble is helping us with the how-to. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.